from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture for meditation this morning is recorded for us in the letter of St. James, chapter 1, beginning with the 17th verse. Dear friends in Christ, you know what you look like. You stare at a mirror every morning as you get ready and every night as you go to bed. And for many of us, you might even stare at the mirror many times throughout the day. You know what you look like. You've seen pictures of yourselves, probably video that other people have taken. You know what you look like from different angles as well. If you had to pick yourself out of a lineup, you could easily do so. Not so easy if you lived 2,000 years ago when James was writing. Obviously, they didn't have pictures. They had no video. And mirrors were quite different. There was no glass, obviously. Mirrors were made from polished bronze, often with an ornamental handle. It wasn't something that an everyday citizen would have had. Many people might have gone their whole lives without even looking at a mirror once. Others might have only seen a mirror a few times. Many people would have gone their whole lives without ever seeing their face. Or they could have seen it, and then on down the road, they wouldn't be able to recall their face because they only saw it a handful of times. So the picture that James uses here in our text is somewhat understandable about looking yourself in the mirror and walking away and forgetting who you are. But what if, like you, who know who you are and know what you look like, what if you had someone following you around with a video camera showing you what you do at and what you look like in different situations? Not like a reality show, but a real, authentic look of who you are and what you do. You can sit down and you can watch that tape. It might be a little embarrassed. Do I really talk like that? Or do I really have those mannerisms? Or do I look like that at times? You see yourself in different situations and it might make you a little uncomfortable. But what if that camera showed more than just things you did? What if that camera was able to read your thoughts and your heart? Then you might not just be embarrassed, but you'd probably be a little ashamed, appalled at yourself and all your sins that were out for you to see. And you can see just how often you actually forgot who you were. How often you lived your life forgetting that you are a Christian. See, when you watch yourselves, we think back at your life, you realize you didn't often act like a Christian. Oh, you come to worship on Sundays, perhaps even during Advent and Lent services and all the other special services, you may even attend Bible class. You're eager to hear God's word. You hang on to every word and treasure every word that was said or sung or spoken. But then you go out and you live your life. And it's as if that we forget who you are. It's as if we don't remember what we heard on Sundays, or we don't even give a second thought. You go out and leave this building, and then you go out and live your life the way you want to live it. You use foul language or tell crude jokes, or you gossip about that person behind their back, or start complaining, or are you always angry or yelling at people? That tape shows your selfishness about how you care more about yourself and what you want and then what other people want or what's good for other people. You might see someone in need, but instead of helping them, you make excuses or you walk the other way. It's as if we forget who we are. Reminds us of what John says in his first letter. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. It says, if we looked in that mirror and walked away, forgetting what we look like. When we hear the word and walk away from the word and don't do what it says. Sometimes we're hearers, but we're often not doers. It's really a result of not treasuring up God's word in our hearts. Not loving God with our whole heart. Not taking his word to heart. That's really where true obedience stems from, is from the heart. You can obey all of God's word, but if it doesn't come from the heart, it's not pleasing to God. And when we treasure God's word, when it comes from the heart, then we are going to do all we can, and we're going to strive at all times and all places to obey his word. To not just be hearers of his word, but to also be doers of his word. Because it seems as if we forget who we are, it's good to look back at that tape and to see exactly who we are. James says in verse 18, he chose us, God chose us, to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. God, out of his grace, chose to give us birth. Now, James was writing to Jewish Christians scattered throughout the known world. Most of these Jewish Christians were adult converts. Now, they heard the gospel from Paul or Peter or some other apostle or Christian, and the Holy Spirit used that gospel that they heard, and he brought them to faith. For some of you, that might have been the case. For many of us, however, we look further back on that tape, close to when you were born, and you see your parents bringing you up to the baptismal font. The pastor baptizing you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And maybe you can see behind the scenes and the Holy Spirit working faith into your heart. Your sins, your sinfulness, that which with you were born, being drowned in the waters of baptism. Your sins washed away. Christ clothing you with a robe of his righteousness. You would see yourself being saved through those waters of baptism, and God making you his own dear child. Part of his family through faith in him. That is who you are. You are his child. An heir of the salvation that Christ will win for you. That Christ won for you. You became then part of the first fruits. Now the first fruits is the first fruit that is ripe at a harvest. Usually it is the best fruits. And James calls us the first fruits of all that was that he created. And though it is true that humans are the crown of God's creation, and believers, God's own children, are the first fruits of the crown of God's creation. The best of the best. As much as he lifts up humans over the world, so believers are over unbelievers, because he has chose us and made us his own dear children. The first fruits is also a picture that the first fruits is proof that there is more fruit to come. Jesus is called the first fruits of the dead. Jesus' resurrection is proof that there will be other resurrections to follow. James and the people he wrote to are the first fruits of creation, meaning that us and others were to follow them as God choosing them to be saved through faith in Him. You look back at that tape, it's clear that you're not always a doer of God's Word. You may not even always be a hearer of God's Word. You don't live a perfect or righteous life. You don't live up to the bar that God set, and you don't deserve the righteousness that He gives us. But Christ lived that righteous life. He wasn't just a hearer, but He was also a doer. Paul calls Him the one who had no sin. The writer to the Hebrews says He was without sin. Our righteousness can't bring about the... Our anger can't bring about the righteousness of God, but Christ did. His righteousness, His perfect life, He gave to you. When He was on the cross, He credited His life to yours. Then He brought you to faith through the gospel so that through faith you would receive all the blessings He won from you. You are a redeemed child of Christ, who stands pure and innocent in the eyes of the Lord, with whom you will live in heaven forever. That is what your tape shows. That is who you are, a believer who's forgiven and is going to heaven. You know what you look like because you see yourself all the time. You know who you are by hearing the Word and treasuring it in your heart. So don't forget that you are a redeemed child of Christ, a Christian. And that is why you hear the Word, and that is why you do the Word. That's the whole theme of James, really. Faith without works is dead. We are saved by faith alone, but faith is never alone, and that faith is always does good works, always obeys God's Word, always strives to do what is right. In verse 22, James says, "Do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." And then he goes on to give some practical examples of how Christians can live and what Christians can do in order to be doers of the Word. Watching or taming our tongue. Not using foul language or telling crude jokes or gossiping about others behind their back or complaining or arguing or yelling and getting angry and upset at others. Or how about taking care of people in need? Specifically, he mentions orphans and widows, those who can't take care of themselves and have no one else to take care of them. Generally speaking, staying away from the wicked deeds of the world, not letting yourself be pulled away or pulled in to their sinful ways. Luther once said something to the effect about temptations from Satan. You can't help Satan tempting you. But you can do something that leads him not to tempt you anymore. Do something about that temptation. In the same way that you can't help a bird flying over your head, but you can help him from landing on your head and picking out your eyes and tearing off your nose. We face temptations day after day, but we can do something about not falling into those temptations. And what is the best way to be doers of the Word and not just hearers of the Word? By treasuring up that Word in our hearts. By hearing it eagerly and taking it to heart. The command that God gave the Israelites thousands of years ago through Moses, that we just heard in our first lesson, still stands for us today. Be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things eyes have seen, or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. When you take the words Lord, when you take the word of the Lord to heart, when you're here, you won't forget who you are, and you'll also be a doer. Keeping His word front and center in your life will lead you to strive to do His will all the days of your life. And when you do so, when you're both a hearer and a doer, the Lord will bless you. And the work you strive to do in His name. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God, that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.